Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend bets against your team, end the friendship. Or choose chill because you're drinking Coors Light with your buddy. Coors Light, choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to the Morning Skate. We are in Pittsburgh, PA, and the San Jose Sharks are taking on the Pittsburgh Penguins. Drew, I always say, and I'm going to say this to head coach Ryan Warsofsky on the Coach's Chalkboard Show tonight, that every game is an opportunity. And this is a big opportunity for the Sharks to take a winning record on what looked like a pretty daunting road trip to start. They have a real chance to take another step forward in what their identity is. And to me, I think that's the big theme of the night.
Yeah, and identity has been a conversation with the coaching staff to the players. Looking at it, I think you're looking at it the right way. And that's the players, the way they should look at it as well. That you have an opportunity to come out of this with a winning record, which is a tough thing to do when we looked at the road trip. You've got a situation where you should be no lack of motivation. You're rested, even though we had an interesting travel day. The Sharks should be fired up for this and have and look at it as an incredible opportunity to take another step forward in their, hopefully, ascension back to being one of the top teams in the league. Now, it's going to be a game where Pittsburgh's going to be pretty ticked off, and they're going to be plenty motivated because of what happened to them last night and the way they've been playing, which hasn't been very good. But they still have Sidney Crosby. They still have Evgeny Malkin. They've got Erik Karlsson. They're not going to have Letang, it doesn't look like. He looks like he's still sick. But overall, the Sharks are mixing up the lines, looking for a new combination and something that could work for them to be able to play like they did in the first period against the Rangers to the second period to the third period.
We're going to get to the lineup in a second, but I want to focus on that first period last game against the Rangers, because in my mind, if the coaches want to show a roadmap to identity, that's it.
Yeah, and how they do it? Well, it was Nico Sturm's line that started it off. Put the puck behind the D and go forecheck. Put the puck behind the D and forecheck. Behind the D, behind the D, behind the D. And then the second period, they stopped doing that. They gave the puck away, they turned it over and turned it over and turned it over, and they thought they were highly skilled. They're not. We've got some skilled guys, but the combination of the group, you've got to get to the point where you are 100%. You want to talk about identity? That's got to be part of your identity. The identity of a team is got to be something that everybody can do. Everybody from the first guy to the last guy in the lineup, that everybody can do. Well, everybody can put the puck behind the defense, opposition defense, and go get it. Everybody can do that. And that is how they have to play.
There's no doubt about it. And when they play that way, they're very, very successful. I think it's interesting to note that Nico Sturm's not available tonight because he didn't play since the second period was over. But that's not going to matter. Luke Cunnan moves to the middle in that line. Klim Kostin gets back in, which is a big opportunity for him. He has to come through, and he is the ideal guy with his size and skill to be able to do it. The question is, will he put it together against Pittsburgh tonight? And then, of course, we have another thing that was interesting last game of the Rangers, and that is that Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini are going to play together. And they did that 5-on-5 after Nico went out with the injury, and they looked pretty sharp in the offensive zone. I think that they had their moments defensively, but with Barkley Goodrow over there on the left-wing side to provide some leadership and a little extra if needed, I think it's going to be an intriguing part of tonight's game to see those guys go out against Crosby and against Malkin.
I thought Will and Macklin played a really good game in New York. I thought they did. I thought they played hard. They worked hard off the puck, tried to get the puck back. I thought they played one of their best games as a San Jose Shark. So I'm pleased that they're going together. And I'm pleased Barkley Goodrow is going to be there because Barkley was sparked. I know it was against Rangers. He was extra motivated, but Barkley can carry that over.
Did it with Philly, too.
Yep. The Kostin, is it Grunstrom on that line?
Yep, and Luke.
And Luke. Talking to your partner, JD, this morning, and he brought out, you know, for the first four shifts, they shouldn't play. They shouldn't even think about the puck. All they should be doing is just going out there and playing the man, playing the man, playing the man, playing the man. And that could be a line that brings something, brings some energy, brings some juice, brings, you know, is able to maybe build some momentum, and then the next line that comes out can maybe score or continue that momentum. That line should do nothing but take the body. And if I'm Ryan Morozovsky and I see Klim Kostin try to toe drag around one more guy, I'm going to go over and say, do you want to keep playing? Do you want to keep playing or not? Ryan's been really good that way. He's holding guys accountable. But that would be my message to Klim Kostin is, you'd be playing the body the first four or five shifts that you're out there, be playing the man all the time. Don't even worry about the puck.
Another good news moment for the lineup is that Jake Walman's back.
Yeah.
And I think that they really missed him when he was gone. No disrespect to anybody else, but it's kind of interesting. They're going to ease him back in. They're going to play him with Jan Ruta, so they're going to take Jack Thompson out. Jack's going to watch from up top tonight. And they're going to keep Henry Thrun together with Cody Ceci. I think that that's a kind of a statement that Henry has taken a bit of a step forward, but he's going to have to keep going.
Henry has taken a step forward. I'm disappointed to see Jack out because I think Jack's been terrific.
I do too.
Absolutely terrific. But there are reasons you put veteran guys out there together. Jake Walman can help on the power play. You need some shooters on the power play, and there's got to come from the top. You know, the passing off the flank and those as wide as the Sharks play in the flank, I'd like to see them be way more direct. Shots that when your power play is not working, simplify. Shots to the net, outnumber at the net, go back at it again.
This would be a good one for Vitek Vanacek, too. He's played 13 games against the Penguins. His lifetime record is 8-1-3 against Pittsburgh. So there's no lack of confidence against these guys for him.
Well, we haven't seen a lack of confidence from our goaltenders at all, have we?
No.
And with good measure, for a good reason, I mean, because they have played very well. Looking at the save percentages, but they're decent. Overall, save percentages across the National Hockey League are down. It's because just the chances that teams are giving up now seem to be very, very high-quality chances. So I'm not too worried about a save percentage. I'm worried about the fact if, you know, does he get the help in front? Does the team in this game put together as much as a 60-minute game as possible? You never have a 60-minute game, right?
Well, no, but the question is, like, what happened in the Ranger game in the second period? They give up the one goal, and then they all started backing up, and the Rangers started playing their game. How long does it take for you to get the game back when you lose it? You're ultimately going to lose it, but to me, that's one of the key factors for tonight's game and every game.
Yeah, one of our favorite coaches. The key in hockey is get the momentum as quickly as possible, keep it for as long as possible, and get it back as quickly as possible again when you lose it, because you're going to lose that momentum. The Sharks have got to, and Ryan Morozovsky talks about it all the time, you want to manage the game, and what that means is when things are going well, keep doing what you're doing, like the first period against the Rangers. And then when they lost that edge, and they started giving the puck away, simplify, and the simplification is to put pucks behind the defense and keep going and get your feet moving again and play the man and just chip pucks out, things like that. Simplify the game, and then when it starts going back in your way, keep going on that. So that's what they're going to have to work on tonight.
They're also going to have Sidney Crosby to deal with, and he's playing pretty well. Hasn't scored a goal in a while. He's got 598 career goals, and isn't it a coincidence that the Sharks are coming to town when he's just two away from a milestone like 600? Malkin's still playing. Eric Karlsson's having his ups and downs. We've seen that happen before, but he's a very, very big threat. Good that Letang is not in. This Penguins team is dangerous. And they've also got a couple of other guys besides Eric Karlsson I want to kind of cite. Matt Nieto is back,
yeah.
And he had two.
Almost a whole year.
Two surgeries on his knees. Missed almost 12 months.
351 days.
How many?
351.
Boy, that's incredible.
Yeah.
And it's just great to see him back. Yeah. He's such a quality guy. And, of course, behind the bench, let's talk about David Quinn and Mike Sullivan. Mike Sullivan, of course, a former Shark. We go back a long way with him, but I want to take a moment and say that David Quinn was just a really class guy and treated us so well when he was the head coach of this team.
Yeah, he is, and like Ryan Morozovsky said today, it's a great game and a lousy business. He didn't use lousy; it's a different word he wanted to use. It is. Good people go get fired for no reason, and that's just the way. It's just the way they are. That's what the coaches sign up for. They understand it. David's a good man. He'll continue to be successful.
We're back to the word opportunity. The San Jose Sharks have it today. Jason Demers has the opportunity to be on the air, and he's going to be with me. We're going to have a great time. We're having a great time on this trip, and we're on the air at 3:30 Pacific time with our broadcast on the Sharks Audio Network. Until then, that's it for the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.